A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, May 23rd, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about cash shortages and the proposal by the central bank chief to introduce bond notes.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.boazimbabwe.com, www.boashona.com, and www.boindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about cash shortages and the proposal by the central bank chief to introduce bond notes.
Many people in Zimbabwe are raising serious concern over long and winding bank queues that are now a permanent feature in most banking institutions. Factors such as the country's unsustainable trade or account, current account deficit, poor balance of payment position, as well as massive revenue leakages and an uneven distribution of liquidity in the market, are the major reasons behind the liquidity crunch.
Economists say the proposal by Central Bank Chief Dr. John Mangujga to introduce bond notes has actually triggered a bank run. Tellers in some banks are said to be charging a commission of about 10% for electronic transfers.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjalo
foi. Onguka hamawadiwa nasi, tira kuti tinge tichitaura nemi vateereri nezve nyaya yekuti mari inenge iri kunetsa kuwana mabhanga. Tiri kunzwa kuti vanhu vari kuenda kumabhanga vachinoona kuine maraini kana kuti hatingati maqueue akarebesa, vamwe vachitotadza kutora mari. Toda kuti mutudze kuti zviri kufamba sei, uye tichidzokera zvakare kunyaya yakanzi iyo nagavhana wereserve bank of Zimbabwe Dr. John Mangujga ichagadzirisa dambudziko irori rekushayika kwemari, vachiti iwo pane mari inosvika yo $200 million ichanga ichigadzirwa yemabond notes anenge akafanana nedhora rekuamerica, kana kuti dhora rekuamerica nemabond notes aya anenge aine uremu hwakafanana, kana kuti yatingati 1-to-1. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu vateereri panyaya yekushomeka kwemari. Muri kuzviona sei, Gibbs?
Ye, zvino kandoba ndingalinjani ndapa rikona kona ngapo nge makatira ngapa siyaphira sivili. Ye, esitoka ngako ke lamhlanje yikuswelakala kwemali emabhanga eZimbabwe. So kuti abanye venhu selivhukela kona, lichone kona, lilale kona, so kuisibvela kusakhanya nokuti kume njani. So sifuna kuzwa ngani kona ngapo lapha rikona ukuti kambe emabhanga imali isilela kanganani. Sizwile nje ukuthi abanye benu bethusa iloko kuthiwa ngama-bond notes. Usibalukhulu we-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe uthi kumele angene ngesiphangiphangi, kodwa sikakwazi ukuthi angangena nini. So khulumani sizwe zulu kandaba nasinombolo lifona kanye cellphone lakhona ngapho. Inombolo ke ithi 001-202-619-2077. Ngizayiphinda futhi kwezithi khona ngapho ke esimbumbumbu, khona ngapho ke esitezi, khona ngapho ke e-Mount Darwin, eChocholo, Bridge, kanye lekisi ya tota. Sifuna ukutilingela kucingo kwatesi libese lisifonela ke phela 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, as time for it. I think we have our first guest, Gibbs, and that is the president of the Opposition People's Democratic Party, or PDP, and also former finance minister, Mr. Tendai Biti. Mr. Biti, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Good evening, Gibbs.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bidi.
Maybe Gibbs, you can fire away.
Now, let's talk about the cash crunch in Zimbabwe, Mr. Bidi. So, what is going on right now?
Well, look, it's common cause that the situation on the ground is a disaster. There's virtually no cash on the market. Last week, there were restrictions and limitations of $200 per withdrawing for an individual and $1,000 for corporates. Now, you can't get that kind of money. Even some top banks with premium services, you can't get money. So it's an absolute disaster. Mm-hmm. It's an absolute mess. The few banks that are actually giving money, they're actually waiting for their own customers to deposit. So once people have deposited money, like in my own bank, they wait for deposits, and then they phone you to say, please come and get the money. So it's an unprecedented situation, which is totally as painful as it is unacceptable.
Mr. Bitty, if you can explain to a layman, how did we get to this stage? Why, how can a country get cash, and what creates these shortages?
Look, I've heard a lot of reasons being given. When I listened in, Gibbs, you were restating some of them. Mm-hmm. Where you stated, for instance, that the current account deficit, the mismatch between our imports and exports is an explanation for that. You mentioned, for instance, the issue of dwindling government revenues. You mentioned the issue of externalization. All these factors that you have mentioned can play a part in a cash shortage, but they are not the dominant cause of the present cash crisis. So if you start with the myth of the mismatch between imports and exports, at the present moment, our imports, that is those things that we bring into the country, which we buy out of Zimbabwe, they are about $6.3 billion. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The exports, those things that we sell outside, are about $3 billion. So the ratio between our imports and our exports right now is 6-3, which means that for every $3 that are coming into Zimbabwe, $6 are going out, which is basically 3-1. Mm-hmm. But our imports of $6 billion have never really been financed by the domestic economy. They've always been financed by offshore accounts, by free funds, and so forth. Our budget, for instance, is a mere $4 billion, and our GDP has been anything between $8 billion and $10 billion. So the current account we shouldn't really worry about, because it's actually financed offshore. So if Zimplats, for instance, imports heavy machinery at their mines, they're actually using external funds, free funds. This is why, for instance, during the time of the GNU, when the current account was much wider, 7-1, that is to say for every dollar that came into Zimbabwe, $7 went out, we didn't experience these cash shortages. The real reason for this, listeners, is this, that when you deposit your money in the bank, that money is taken to the central bank. So if four people deposit $100 each, the bank will have $400. If the four people go to the bank and ask for their money, when everything else is equal, they should get their money because they left it there. The only problem will come if, when they've deposited their money, and that money has been deposited at the central bank, and when it's deposited at the central bank, it's split into two balances that remain in Zimbabwe in what are called foreign current balances, and balances 25% that go outside Zimbabwe that are called nostro accounts that facilitate the payment of imports, school fees, medical health fees outside Zimbabwe. Suppose you've got a relative who's not well in Singapore, Nostro accounts help to pay for those external payments. Now, so as long as the money is in the bank and no one has committed a bank robbery, if I deposit $10 in a bank, I'll go to the bank and ask for my $10. The bank will order, the money will come from the Reserve Bank, and you will be paid out. That is what happens, and that is why most Zimbabweans are familiar with the sight of a bank teller opening a plastic of banknotes that would have come from the Reserve Bank. That's how normal banking works. The problem comes if a bank robber has gone to the bank now, the central bank, and stolen your money. So that when you demand your $10, that money is there. And in this case, we've got a bank robber. That bank robber is the Minister of Finance. That bank robber is Patrick Chinamasa. He has been raiding the RTGS balances at the central bank. So there's now a huge gap now. There's now a huge gap there which can't be filled. In my own calculations, it's $1.8 billion. So when you go to your bank now, that money is no longer there. That's the unique thing. And right now, this at the present moment, there's a huge demand for cash. One of the huge demand for cash is to support our tobacco crop. The tobacco crop, for instance, was around around 120 million kilograms. So you're talking about $400 million, $500 million. Farmers have to be paid. When they're paid, when money is brought into Zimbabwe by Chinese and so forth, it gets into the banking system. When it gets into the banking system, it now goes on into that huge war. So the real cause of this crisis is because the government has taken our money and used it to refinance recurrent expenditure like salaries, like wages, like foreign trips, and so forth. That's the real reason. But of course, there is another reason which underpins this crisis, and that reason is that this economy is not producing. There's massive deindustrialization. 91% of our people are unemployed. Over 300,000 people have lost their jobs since 2013. Over 40,000 people lost their jobs after the July 2015 judgment in Zuba and Don Nyamande and others. Over 6,000 companies have shut down since 2013. Now, wealth or money is created from production. Wealth or money is created from industries, from factories, from mines. Now, these have collapsed. So that means the wealth itself is not there. We are generating little wealth or little output. That's why our GDP in 2016 will be -3.8%. In 2015, -1.8%. So we've got a structural issue, and the structural issue is that the economy is in a depression. The economy is in a recession. The economy is not producing, and this compounds. Of course, there are people who have been committing fraud and illicit transfers of cash. These illicit financial flows, between 2009 to 2012, they were $3 billion. That is to say, $1 billion a year left Zimbabwe in illicit financial flows. But the way illicit financial flows largely take place is this. Let's take diamonds. All of us now know, including President Mugabe, that $15 billion of diamonds was stolen from Zimbabwe. But the way it works is no money, no cash, Zimbabwe has never had cash of $15 billion, is physically stolen from Zimbabwe because we don't have that money. What happens with commodities like gold, like platinum, like diamonds, like tobacco, for instance, they are taken out physically as stones or tobacco. Then that $15 billion now is money which we should have earned, which doesn't come inside the country. So I say this to explain that it doesn't explain the cash shortage. The cash shortage is explained by physical processes that dwindle bank balances kept in banks. And the physical process that has taken place in Zimbabwe is the bank yeast that has taken place in the RTGS by Jesse James or a cowboy, Chinamasa, who has raided the RTGS balances. So I think that it's an unacceptable situation, but it's a byproduct of a government that doesn't live within its means. Mm-hmm. It's expenditure. Now, 91% of government expenditure is going to public servants. When I was Minister of Finance, there were 236,000 civil servants. Now there are 550,000 civil servants. Most of them were recruited in order to steal the 2013 election. Now, the lesson of this is that you can rig an election, but you can't rig an economy. The lesson of this is that economic fundamentals will always collide with the political fundamentals. And once that happens, ultimately there will always be one winner. It is the economy. And now the economy is now smiling to say, you can fix it, and they can't fix it. Mm-hmm. And that's the status quo at the present moment.
As one Bill Clinton advisor once said, is the economy stupid? You can't rig it. Let's go to, I think we have our second guest. That is Mr. Clement Moyo, a civil society leader. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo, for joining us. Mr. Moyo, what is your take on this cash shortage?
I'm not a fund in economics. I'm sorry. I'm just incompetent. I've just been learning from Mr. Bidi when he was speaking.
Economics 101. Yeah, but what? Just tell us about your experiences. What are you seeing on the ground? What's happening? Have you, for example, tried to go to the bank? What's happening? Just in general.
I bank with Barclays. I have no problem in accessing my salary. Mm-hmm. But in the other banks, like post office and others, mm-hmm. people queue up until probably 3, 4, 5 days. Mm-hmm. Pensioners having to go back home while it's probably came with borrowed money. It's pathetic. It's serious. It's just horrible. Mm-hmm. It's unbearable. I think we've just gone to it. ZANU-PF has just lost it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Moyo. Please,
I do. I don't know. I think this is for people like Mr. BT who are from this list.
Yes, we just want to give you a perspective as a Zimbabwean. We have some callers. Gibbs, who do you have there?
Yeah, I'm going to get Unyama. What's it called? Papa Unyama, what's your name? Oh, Unyama Moyo, what's your
name?
Yeah, I'm going to get Moyo. What's your name?
Saturday is a little bit democratic.
against izinto zonke ezihluphayo zezimbabwe. Abantu ababambane baphume bonke babatshe ukuthi uhulumende kamgaro sehlule yini. Ibona ngani yiyo indaba okumele siyicede ngaphandle kwalokho. Ngoba sizokhala sikhale sibane nezinto ezikonkotayo zingazizi kukonkotayo. Sekumele sibambane kaphesi sibekwazi ukuthi ilizwe leli liyakuphi. Asisoze sabuyele emuva lapho siyokhipheka 2008-2007 sesifisa ukubana ilizwe leZimbabwe lilinje kahle. Aluba bebeke becabanga kahle, aluba kuthiwa bakufake amarandi, ngaligele ukuthi inzima bafake amarandi. Yethi leka sibekulekusibeka khona. Slamazwe iZambia ithengisa amakwathabo, hhayi lokho yehle siyaphansi siyaphezulu. IMozambique isebenzisa imali yabo. Thina kumele ukuthi sihlupheke ngaba sawonani uhulumende kamgaro. So yinto engakutsho ukuthi abantu bakithi baseZimbabwe abakumele sibe nemizamo yokwenza.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke mnumzana njemnyama moyo kona ngapho ke eZimbabwe ungadinela kusasa bawo. Yes, so that was Mr. Jim Nyama Moyo. He's in Zimbabwe. He was saying that, you know, the best way of approaching this issue is for people to get together, fight against the system, and get where they want to go, you know. Yeah.
Let's go to Mkoma Michael Lungu, Vargu, South Africa. Magadi Mkoma Michael.
Ndibona magadi baba.
Hayi watirinani. Mkoma Michael, utipe upfungwa dzenyu nenyaya yekushomeka kwemari.
Zvakaoma. Asi pari zvino yei.
Mkoma Mike, dzorai volume radio yenyu kuti tinzwanane.
Halo Mkoma.
Dzorai volume radio yenyu kuti tinzwanane.
Ya, ndadzora zvino.
Tinotenda makunzwika taurai tinzwa.
Okay, Mkoma nyaya yemari kushomeka kwemari kutoti hwadzonesiwo izvi.
Mhm.
Zvekutoti tinoshaya kuti todii. Asi pari zvino hanguka. Ndiri mumaini manje handikwanisi kutaura because havabvume mafoni ndatopinda manje manje mumaini ndiri kunoda kuenda kudebheni izvozvo izvi
asi muri kuita dambudziko remari
ndiri na dambudziko remari Mkoma
pogadziriswa sei
halo
muri unofunga kuti pangagadziriswa sei
apa kugadziriswa kwacho kunonetsa Mkoma nokuda kutika tinofanira kuti togara pasi sevanhu vese toona kuti mari dzacho dziri kupinda dziri kupinda hazvizozinetsere zvinonetsera zvakambotita pamazuva ekupedzisira aya
ko yemabhondi notes muri kuiona sei
hai mabhondi coin baba yakadhakwa
hazvifambi
hazvifambi baba iruzi ya 2006-7 iyeye
ehe
ekuti tozobva kuZimbabwe tichipinda muno muSouth Africa tabvaruka bhachi saka zvakatirwadza zvisinga izvi
haiwa tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Mike
ndokutendai Mukoma Blessing
rovai basa
totenda
tinotenda regai tidzokere kuna vabiti vabiti ngatitaurei nyaya yakaparurwawo neRBZ yekuti varida kunza mabond notes munoona here achigadzirisa dambudziko iri
Mama bond notes solve crisis yatinayo chekutanga ngatimbobvuma let's accept kuti vacha printa 200 million equivalent dollars yema bond notes and vakapiwa mari ne African Import and Export Bank inoita iyo $200 million ngatimboti ichokwadi now kuinjecta $200 million right now nepatasvika it's a drop in the ocean money supply yedu inonzi pachirungu broad money supply vakazofundisisa vanoti M3 ma economist maria inocirculate mu economy mari inodiwa muZimbabwe kuti icirculate you know at any given stage must be around $4 billion to $4.5 billion do you know facilitate the trade do you know facilitate kuchinjana kwema goods now $200 million compared to $4.5 billion it's a drop in the ocean so that can't be the solution but the real challenge in a bond coin the is ndekuti we are bringing back the Zimbabwean dollar. Tukudzosa Zimbabwe dollar. We can call it bond note, we can call it bearer check, we are bringing back the Zimbabwe dollar. We are bringing back our currency. Now, currency, chinonzi mari, currency, chinonzi mari, mari, munhu wese anongotora huni, unongotora huni nhatu ungoti takutengesa chingwa nehuni nhatu, chingwa loaf rate huni nhatu. You can call anything currency.
Yeah.
But chinonzi currency, chinonzi mari, in relationship, it's a relationship between my imports and my exports enyu. And my exports enyu, those amuri kuproducer munyika menyu, muchizotengesera vamwe, muona motenga mari yekunze kwenyika, muona mari yekunze kwenyika, my exports. Saka nyika dzese dzakabudirira dzine mari yadzo, dzine ma exports akawanda kupfuura ma imports adzo. Zvoreva kuti zvazvino what these countries sell kunze zvakakurisa kupfuura pane zvadzinotenga kupinza munyika madzo. But ndopane dambudziko ipapo, because Zimbabwe is a supermarket economy. Tiri kudya chatisina kukohwa, tiri kudya chatisina kurima, tiri kudya chatisina kumaina. Ukapinda musupermarket, whether is Spar, whether is Pick n Pay, whether is Food Lovers Market, 90% yemagoods iwayo ndeye kunze kwanyika. Ndodzokera paratio yangu yandambotaura kuti maimports edu E6 billion, my exports edu E3 billion. So zvoreva kuti ukadzosa mari chete usina number one ma reserves mari yekunze kwenyika yakawanda, number two usina ma exports akawanda anopfuura ma imports ako, mari yainongodona. Mukatarisa kuZambia izvikozvizvi, kwacha rakadonha stereke, rakarwa netsunami. Metikashi yakarwa netsunami because Zambia ino exporter, inotengesa kunze kopa. Price yekopa yakadonha. Saka vanhu vekuZambia vafanana nevemuZimbabwe, mari yavo yavanopinza munyika yashoma nemari yavanoburitsa. So muZimbabwe hazvigone zvakakodzera kuti tingadzose dhora tisatavaka industries, maexport edu asati asvika paat least 15 billion US dollars, tisataane mbengi mareserves e 5 billion US dollars. So tichiri kure kuti timbokonsida kuti tibringe Zimbabwe dhora. Mubvunzo wenyu wamuchatibvunza ndokuti ko Zambia ine 5 billion here. The difference manje between Zambia neZimbabwe ndeyekuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vakamborepwa ne dollar ravo. So currency, the bottom line is a relationship between my imports and my exports. But currency, it trusts you. When we Zimbabwe, they can't trust the Zimbabwean dollar. So ukada kungudzosa Zimbabwean dollar, when we vaburitsa mari dzavo, izvezvi so my accountants, my lawyers, my company, innocent people are now busy trying to find my ways and means ekuti aburitse mari dzavo, because people remember the dark days of 2007 and 2008. So whilst the currency is a function of production, whilst the currency is a function of your trade account, your import and export, it's also a confidence thing. The currency also reflects the confidence or lack thereof that their people have in their own government. So if you take mari eku America, dora reku America unorifinda pasi, iri kukaenda kuTanzania, kuBujumbura, kuBurundi, kuJoloto, kutijolo, tijolo, US dollar unorifinda. And the key thing is that the world has adopted the US as a world currency. That's because of trust.
Mr. Biti,
US dollar
Mr. Biti,
anorana kuma trillions,
Mr. Biti,
by anything except the confidence in the functionality of the American economy.
Thank you, Mr. Biti. We just want to take a short break and we'll be back with you for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to our page www.voazimbabwe.com. Mkoma Steven Rambai Muri Parunare, and also Mr. Clement Moyo, please do stay on the line. Blessing Zulu.
Mike, Mike, Sicha, Ubambe Konapo. This is Kip Stuva in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.